Okay, good morning, Bishus Rabbi Crohn. So we are on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, approximately 11 lines down. The last two words on the line are V'asra Leva'er. So just to orient ourselves, yesterday we started off by speaking about the question of is an RL, someone who doesn't have a bris milah, are they allowed to do, are they allowed to eat Maaser Sheni? And we never really answered the question so far, but basically what we tried to do was first we tried to make an analogy from Korban Pesach, and then we came up with a list of things that we came into this section where we're talking about, and we're going to continue to do this, the comparisons between Maaser Sheni and Truma and Bikurim, and we had this list of things that applied to Truma and Bikurim, but they did not apply to Maaser Sheni. And one of the things that was not there was the concept of an RL eating Maaser Sheni. So we tried to prove it from there, but the Gemara answered, no, it's Tana V'Shayer. It means it's a list, but it's not a complete list. So when it's not a complete list, it then says, well, what else is not on the list? We talked a little bit about that. And basically, we went through all of that. And now what we're going to talk about is that in the earlier discussion is we came up with some additional things about what the differences are between Maaser Sheni and Truma and Bikurim, and we're going to pick up with talking about a couple of those. So again, about 11 lines down. The next thing we talked about is Asra Levahar Behen Bituma. So when you're talking about Maaser Sheni and Bikurim, so again, with what we're going to do here is we're going to talk about there's Truma, there's Bikurim, and there's Maaser Sheni, and they're not, there's differences between the three. Sometimes you learn from what you do with two of them, what you don't do with the third, and back and forth. So when it comes to Maaser Sheni, when a Maaser Sheni is tameh, the actual produce is tameh, you're not allowed to burn it and use it for your own purposes. So for example, if you wanted to burn the Maaser Sheni and use it to light up a room or to use it for any of those purposes, you're not supposed to do that, however, you are allowed to do it. For example, if you have truma oil that's tameh, the Kohen is allowed to, and he's actually a tamitzvah for the Kohen to burn that oil and to use it for his own purpose. So, v'asa levahara behen mituma, you're not allowed to burn it in that state of tuma. V'ochan mituma atzman loke, and someone who eats the Maaser Sheni when it's tameh gets Malkus. So those were the two things that were left out as being different and not listed in that list. So, minalan, how do we know about these halachos? The Tanya, we went to the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo vi'arti mimene b'tameh. When the guy does vidoy meiser, he says, lo vi'arti mimene b'tameh. I didn't burn it when it was tameh. What he means by that is, bein sha'ani tameh v'hutar, whether I was tameh, the guy was tameh, and the Maaser Sheni was tahar, bein sha'ani tahar v'hu tameh, or whether I was tahar and their actual Maaser Sheni itself was tameh. So by virtue of the fact that he's making this declaration, it implies that there clearly by Maaser Sheni you're not allowed to burn it if it's tameh for your own purposes. V'heicha muzar al chilaso, and how do I know that the person is not allowed to eat the Maaser Sheni when it is tameh? Eini yodea, I don't know. So how do I know this? Question is, I don't know. So Rabbi Shimon is saying, I don't know how you know that you're not supposed to eat Maaser Sheni when it's tameh. So Gemara questions this. Tuma saguf behedjik siv bei. It specifically says in a pasuk about the person, nefesh ashatiga bo betuma ada erev, lo yocha minakdoshim ki merachatz besar b'mayim. A person who will... it becomes tameh. He is tameh until the nighttime. He doesn't eat from it until the next day. He goes to mikvah and then he's able to eat from it the next day. And this is referring to Maaser Sheni. We know this is referring to Maaser Sheni because one of the differences we talked about yesterday was that with Maaser Sheni, if someone had gone to the mikvah when they were tameh, they still had to wait until the next day, it's full yom, before they're allowed to eat Maaser Sheni, which doesn't apply to the other things. The Gemara answers, Hachim Yavayle, what Rabbi Shimon is asking is, Tumas Atzmo Minayin. How do I know that? So that talks about someone who's Tamei himself. But a person is Tahar himself, how do I know that he's not allowed to eat the Maaser Sheni when the product of Maaser Sheni itself is Tamei? Not when he's Tamei, when the Maaser Sheni itself is Tamei. Tamalomar, lo sucha le'echol b'sharecha masar deganecha, that you're not supposed to eat it in the outer areas. Your ma'aser sheni, you don't eat outside, meaning that with ma'aser sheni, the requirement is for you to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. And it also says, b'sharecha tochenu hatameh v'atahor yachdav k'tzvivecha ayal, that you, b'sharecha, so it uses the same word b'sharecha, when it talks about these other things that are not, I think it's talking about these other things that are not Ma'aser Sheni. Now, what this is talking about, and I think Rashi explains it, b'sharecha techlenu, talking about b'sulei hamukdashim, that if you have like a bikurim, or something else that's hekdesh, that's holy, and it becomes tameh, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to do an exchange. You're supposed to redeem the tameh thing, and you're then supposed to, then you use what you redeemed it for, and that becomes kodesh, and the thing that was tameh is no longer kodesh. So what it's saying is, once you have this redeemed product, b'sharecha tochlenu, hatameh v'hatar yachdav k'tzivecha al yal, that a person who's tameh and the person who's tahar, they're able to eat it, I think Rashi says this, they're able to eat it out of the same bowl. So you have person A and person B. Person A is tahar. Person B is tameh. There's this food that's in a bowl. They're both going to eat from the same bowl. So the person who's tameh is going to make the food tameh as well. So therefore, the person who's tahar is then going to be eating a mixture of tahar and tameh. So basically, it's saying that you're allowed to eat this product when it's tameh. And what this is referring to is this redeemed bikurim, redeemed something else. Like you're allowed, just like you're allowed to eat two types of meat together, deer meat and what article translate as heart meat, whatever that means, you'll have to eat them jointly. You're able to eat the tahar and the tameh together. So that kind of tells us, and this is not talking about ma'aser sheni, this is talking about bikurim, and saying that you're allowed to consume those things when they're kodesh, but you're not allowed to consume the ma'aser sheni when it's kodesh. It's not included. The Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, we learned from the Talmid of Rabbi Shmuel, afilu tamei v'tahar ochen al shulchan echa b'kara echa, that even if, like we just said, even if you have a tamei person and a tahar person that are eating together, they're able to eat together from this b'chor that became tamei that you actually redeemed, even if it's on the same plate, v'ein echoshesh, and they have to worry about the fact that the person who's tameh is going to make his food tameh, and then the person who's tahar is going to wind up eating tameh food. The Ka'amar Rahmana and the Pasuk says about Ma'aser Sheni, when it says about Ma'aser Sheni, you should eat it in your when it says eat it in your cities, it means that's about the Bechor that's redeemed, does not mean about Ma'aser Sheni, hachalo techel. Therefore, you learn from the negative that Ma'aser Sheni is not included in this situation, that you're allowed to eat the other food when it's tameh, you're not allowed to eat the food, the Ma'aser Sheni, when it's tameh. So by virtue of this deduction, you would learn that you're not allowed to consume Ma'aser Sheni when it's tameh. Ma'ase'en came in truma, that does not apply to truma, that truma, and this goes back to what we were saying earlier, Mashe'en ke mitruma. By truma, you're allowed to burn the truma that is tameh for your own purposes. So we just learned by Ma'aser Sheni, if it's tameh, you're not allowed to burn it for heat or for light or for anything. But truma, if you have truma oil, for example, that is tameh, you're allowed to burn it for its for your own purposes, even though it's tar, so that even though it's tameh. So minaban, where do we learn that from? And again, all this is complicated because all of this is you're learning from A and B what not to do in case C. Amar Rav Avuha, Amar Rav Yochanan, the Amakra, the Pasuk says, Lo bi'arti mimenu b'tameh, I have not burnt any of it. Again, this is from the Vidoy Maser, that I did not, this is the same Pasuk we used before. Lo bi'arti mimenu b'tameh, I have not burnt any of it, of bimenu, of it, b'tameh. I did not burn any of it when it was tameh. Mimeno I atamavir means, so what is mimeno? Mimeno, it means that it is including something and it's excluding something else. So what it's including in this case, we're going to say, is it's including the Ma'aser Sheni and it's excluding the other things like truma. Ava tamar v'shemen shel truma she'nitma. So what, by virtue of it's using the word mimenu, it's you derive that because this is pointing to ma'isa sheni, it's not pointing to truma, and therefore truma oil, for example, you're allowed to burn even if it's tameh. So Gemara questions this ve'ema. So maybe what it says mimenu iatamavir. Maybe what it's saying, you're not allowed to burn it. Avalatar marvir shemen shel kodesh, meaning that you could burn. What is this talking about? Is not talking about ma'aser sheni. Maybe it's talking about. Maybe it's not only talking about ma'aser sheni. Maybe it's also talking about hekdesh. So remember, there's a couple of things. There's ma'aser sheni, which is kind of something that the general person is able to bring with him to Yerushalayim to eat. Then there's Kodesh, something that's sanctified and that's meant to be brought as a korban and treated with a level of sanctity. And not most people are not able to have any benefit from that. And then there's Truma, which is like the daily food that a Kohen only is allowed to have. So maybe what this is referring to is it's talking about you're allowed to burn oil that's Hekdesh that became Tameh. So the Gemara argues with this. Lav, Kal v'chomer. No, this is a Kal v'chomer. Umah ha-maser kal mais. Ma'aser sheni is the most, the lowest, the least strict of the three things. Ma'aser sheni could be eaten by anybody if they bring it through Shalayim. Hekdesh cannot, and truma cannot. So ma'aser hakal. Ma'aser is the lowest level of kedusha, quote unquote. Amar Torah lo bi'arti mimenu b'tameh. You say I didn't eat from it when it was tameh. Kodesh chamer. Maybe when it comes to kodesh that has a higher level of sanctity, that it should apply to it as well, kind of a kal v'chomer. Lo kol shecheinit, you should be able to burn it, you should be able to burn this hekdesh when it also becomes tameh. So logically, you might think that because you're not able to burn, you're not supposed to burn ma'aser sheni, you should certainly not be able to burn hekdesh. The Gemara is going to ask further, ihachi truma nami kal v'chomer. What about truma? Truma is even a higher level of sanctity. So if you're going to learn kal v'chomer from ma'aser sheni that you're not allowed to burn hekdesh, you should certainly learn kal v'chomer that you're not supposed to burn truma. Hachaksei mimenu. That is why the pasuk specifically says mimenu, to exclude something. What is it coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude truma, that you're not allowed to burn truma, that you are allowed to burn truma when it is tameh. So what this is implying is you're not allowed to burn ma'aser sheni when it is when it is tameh. The derivation is you would say that you're also then not allowed to burn hekdesh as a kal v'chomer. However, truma, you are allowed to burn it when it's tameh. Why? Because the word mimenu comes to exclude. So because it comes to exclude, you might think it's only applying to truma. So our question here is that exclusion only on truma? Is it only on hekdesh? Is it on both? Umar Isa, what made you think that you're excluding truma only and not hekdesh? Like the Rashi, and I think, you know, Art Scroll defines like the oil of the mincha, which is like something that's also hekdesh. Mistabra kodesh lamatina. That it's logical that I don't exclude things that are hekdesh, like the mincha oil, shechein, panakas. That there's this thing called panakas, which is a mnemonic. So there are this whole series of things that make hekdesh more chamor, more strict than ma'aser sheni. What are they? Pigel. So pigel is if you do something with the wrong intention. If you have a korban and you think it's korban A, but you're really meant to bring it as korban B, that's called pigel, and you don't get allowed to use it. No, sir. If you have leftover, there are rules about leftover from the korban, from the hekdesh korban. Hekdesh can only really be brought as a korban. Mi'ila, that if you use it, you're not allowed to use it for a general purpose. Kares, that if someone who's not supposed to use it uses it, they get kares. But asrila onen, and an onen is not allowed to benefit from it. So because you have all of these strict things by hekdesh, therefore you treat hekdesh more more intently, and therefore you might connect hekdesh together with the ma'aser sheni to derive that it about not using it when it's tameh or not burning it when it's tameh. The Gemara answers adarabah truma lo matmitina, that maybe I shouldn't exclude truma, that I should also say that truma is not allowed to be burned. Shekein machpaz, because by truma there's these four There's a set of other stringencies that apply to truma. What are they? Misa, that someone who eats truma when they're not supposed to, they get misa bidei shamayim. Vechomesh, we learned yesterday that someone who eats truma by accident, they didn't realize it was truma, they have to pay it back and pay a penalty of an extra fifth. Ve'ein la pidyon, that there's no way to redeem truma. So we learned before that if you have hekdesh that became tame, there's a way to redeem it. When it comes to truma, there's no way to redeem truma. Once something is called truma, it belongs to the kohen, and even if it becomes tame, what they're supposed to do, you know, this is kind of like the spoiler, the kohen is supposed to do, is they're supposed to burn it, not eat it, and use it for their benefit. Vasura lazarim. So there's the truma is not allowed to be used by a zar. Someone who's not a kohen is allowed to have it. So therefore, you have these set of things that are not allowed to be used by truma. So which of these categories, when you're excluding, are we excluding? So the first argument is saying no, I'm using the word excluding wrong. So what I mean is that we know that you say you're not allowed to burn the oil. You're not allowed to burn maser sheni when it is tame. You don't have to burn it for your own benefit. But what we're saying is you are allowed to burn something when it's tame. So what's excluded by virtue of the use of the word mimenu? It says it's mimenu comes to exclude. So are you looking to exclude, saying that means you're not allowed to burn the hekdesh? Or does it mean you're also not allowed to burn the truma? Meaning are you allowed to burn the truma? What is excluded, right? What are you now allowed to burn? Are you allowed to burn truma? Or are you allowed to burn hekdesh? What are you excluding? So the first opinion said that, you know, the first set was, we had that panakas that said because the hekdesh stuff has all these chumras, that also should not be allowed to be burnt, and that should not be the thing that's excluded. And the second view says, no, truma also has these other exclusions, and that should be the thing that should not be allowed to be burnt. Our answer is hanach nafshin, that the thing about the kutchim had more things. There was, you know, seven or eight things I didn't count that are associated with hekdesh, that the words panakas, whatever that is, seven things. And that's more than we talked about by truma. Truma only had five things. And therefore, you would say that kutchim is the thing that's included and not allowed to be burnt when it's tame. But truma has fewer things, and that's the thing that's excluded and not allowed to burn. You could also say that, no, it's not the quantity. Kares adifa, that because one of the things that comes with misuse of the hekdesh is kares, as opposed to the truma, which is just misa bidei shamayim. So kares is much more of a higher level thing. So because it comes with kares, therefore you're much stricter with it, and therefore that's the thing that you're excluding as a result. So the bottom line with all of this is that we're saying that you're not allowed to burn Meiser Shani when it comes to Tame, but you are allowed to burn, I saw somewhere that it's actually a mitzvah for the Kohen to burn Truma when it is Tame. So, the Ochan Betumas Atzman Loke, and someone who eats Meiser Shani and Bikurim when they're Tame, he gets Malkus. This is going back to what we learned earlier, what are some of the exclusions that were not on the list. So someone who eats them when their tame gets Malkus. Masha ain kain betruma. But someone who eats truma, a kohen who eats truma, and the truma is actually tame, he's not supposed to do it, but he doesn't get Malkus. And we'll learn the reason is that that in order to get Malkus, there has to be a los asse. There's no los asse when it comes to truma. It's only an asse. So because he's violating an asse, he doesn't get Malkus. He's not supposed to do it, but he doesn't get Malkus. Milkahu delolaki. The Gemara says that it's only about the Malkus he doesn't get. Ha'isur ika means that the kohen is not allowed to eat the truma, but he doesn't get Malkus. But however, when it comes to Meiser Shani and it comes to Kutchim, that if someone eats them, they do get Malkus. And the reason for the difference is because of there's a specifically a lav about it. And in order to get Malkus,
Bikurim, right? Meiser Shani and Bikurim.
Ma'aser Sheni Bikurim, yes, thank you. Ma'aser Sheni Bikurim, because there's a lav by them, you can get malchus. When it comes to truma, there's no lav, there's only an assay, and therefore you don't get malchus. So minola, and how do we know this? Amar kra b'sharecha tochlena, that you should eat it in your city. Lazev lo acher, that means that you should eat it only in this specific place, in this specific way. But not in another way. But sharecha tochlena means that this applies to this, and it does not apply to truma, meaning that contaminated b'chor, you're allowed to redeem, and therefore you're allowed to eat it. But this is what we learned earlier. But with truma that became tamei, there's no way to redeem it. But if you eat it, it's a lav, but there's no malchus. The lav abal mikal asay. And this is that there's only an asay here that tells you you're not supposed to eat truma. And because there's no lav, there's no malchus involved. I know this is complicated and hard to understand, but you know, this is where I wish Rabbi Kuhn was here. So just to finish up here. So we're going back to the question about whether someone who doesn't have a bris mila is allowed to eat ma'aser sheni. So back earlier we learned that we had a proof that was that it was like a kal v'chomer, but it wasn't a strong kal v'chomer, and that's how we learned it out. So now we're going to go back and challenge that original assumption. So we're still trying to determine overall, is an aral allowed to eat ma'aser sheni? Rav Ashi, mireisha nami shamati b'mei detani v'sha'er. We had this concept that early on that there was this list of things, right? We said the list of things did not include RL, and we tried to derive that because of that worked. And we said, no, it's Tanya Vishar, the stuff left over. Malo Kasani, the fact that the things that are not said, they're excluded. So there have to be other things. So when you have a list of things, and there's something left off the list of things, if it's only the one thing, then you can say that that's different about the one thing. But Tani Vishara said, no, it's just an inconclusive list. So in order for that to be an inconclusive list, that means there has to be more things. So if there are five things listed and you have a sixth thing, you can't just say that the sixth is the only thing that's left off. There has to be a seventh and an eighth and a ninth. So you can say it was, you know, it wasn't being a comprehensive list. So what are some of the other things? We learned some things earlier. V'nohagim Vishara Shnei Shavua. When it comes to Truma and Bikurim, they operate during the other times of the Shemitah cycle. So they are there, you know, so Truma and Meiser are every year, Engelhem Pidyon, and you can't redeem them. Masha ain't kind of a Meiser. When it comes to Meiser Sheni, so without going into too much detail, when it comes to Meiser Sheni, there are specific years that you give different types of these things. There's only one of those years, there's only a certain number of those years that you're going to bring Ma'aser Sheni, and you're allowed to redeem it. How you can redeem it, what you can do is you can say, the rule of Ma'aser Sheni is, if you have to take it and you have to bring it with you to Yerushalayim. So Arnon has a cupcake that's Ma'aser Sheni. He's not flying to Yerushalayim until next month. He knows it's going to get bad. So what he does is he goes to Michael. Michael loves cupcakes. Michael gives him $1. Michael buys the cupcake. Arnon's going to take that $1. Go to Aroma Cafe in Yerushalayim and buy himself a new cupcake and eat it there. So he's out to redeem it. When it comes to these other things, there's no process of redemption in order to exchange it for money and use it for something else. So these are a couple of things that make it different. So because there are these couple of things different, Shema Mina, that there are some things that were included, some things that were excluded, and therefore we can assume Tana Vishara, and we can't learn this concept. So Mirz Hashem, next week we'll continue with this discussion and maybe come out, determine whether an RL is allowed to eat Ma'aser Sheni. In the meantime, everyone have a wonderful day. Thank you very much. It's easy to say.